You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ Family app.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey. Check. All right, Jody, see if your microphone is working.
Check.
Can you say rubber baby buggy bumpers? Can you do that? Let's see how that...
That's weird.
No, say something.
It's so pretty outside today. It's sunny, finally.
Okay. All right. We actually already started.
You're so weird. I knew. That's why I didn't say that little other thing.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
I know.
You can't say it, can you?
I can, and I'm not.
Just try it.
No.
Why would you not try?
Because I don't want to.
Because you can't do it. You're scared. You know where I learned that stuff? The theater.
Yeah, I didn't do theater.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rubber baby buggy bumper.
See. Can you say it slowly?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Okay. What about if a woodchuck could chuck wood? How much wood?
No. All right.
She sells seashells by the seashore. That's good. Uh-huh. All right. So you're not completely inept.
Right.
That means worthless.
Oh, thank you for clarifying that.
Well, I think this is the time that we were supposed to been promoting stuff like other podcasts and things like that. Okay. You know, just like a little warm up to our podcast.
Right.
But right. we've wasted the time.
Doing theater warm up.
Yes. Uh-huh. So nobody else's podcast gets promoted today. Okay. So we have some personal stuff to talk to you about. We have decided as a couple that we're going to take this big step and we're going to let you in on it a little bit. And then Jody's thoughts of radio people.
Oh, no.
And also some of Jody's favorite things. All of that coming up on today's TJ and Jody's House. Hang on.
TJ and Jody's House.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
TJ and Jody's House.
All right, welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I think we got our first... kind of negative comment, Jody, on the new podcast.
Really?
But I've been trying to make sure that I shelter you from those because, you know, you're not used to dealing with that. And regular people aren't used to criticism and putting themselves out there to people. But this one wasn't that bad.
Okay.
It really wasn't.
All right.
But it's maybe a little warm up for you. Just to deal with a little bit of it at a time, kind of break you in.
Okay.
I don't know what this guy's name is, but it's Instagram. His name starts with a K. Mm-hmm. Says in regards to last week's podcast, it got a little uncomfortable. Like the couple that has a little too much to drink at the party and they start airing out all the blank they don't like about each other. Then make up in the end. But I agree, TJ, you can't always be on and entertain all the time. And the moment you aren't, what's wrong with you? You know, it's one of the things we talked about last week. So basically he said some of it made him feel like he was listening to something that he shouldn't be listening to and he was uncomfortable. But in the end, he enjoyed my part. I think that's what he was saying.
Well, good for him.
So, but yeah, that's not bad. That's not that bad. It's not like you suck and,
and I mean,
nobody wants to hear what y'all are talking about.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to refrain.
What?
From what I want to say.
So that bothers you? Just that little bit?
No, it didn't bother me at all. But, you know, if people don't like something or they're uncomfortable, there's plenty of other podcasts.
Yeah, but I don't think he was at that point. He was just saying, giving his opinion of how. Yeah,
he was uncomfortable.
Yeah, he said he felt uncomfortable because it sounded like we were arguing serious personal things.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I'm sorry he felt that way.
Yeah.
We were fine, though.
Okay. We are building a new house. And it's always a pain. I mean, we've done it once. Our first house we ever bought was one that we built, a little house. Mm-hmm. I built it with my own two hands.
Yep.
Actually, that's not even close to being true.
Right.
But we're at that stage of the build on the house in the very beginning where you start picking out the different things that you want, the design of this and the types of appliances you want and all of these things. And I've pretty much left all of that stuff to whatever you like.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because you know more about how things are supposed to look in a house. You know, Lord knows you're in the house a lot more than I am because you don't work.
Right.
Actually, you're not in the house as much as I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're always in the streets.
Right.
But you've picked things like a little tweak here where they put on an extra pantry for you to store appliances and not have to have anything out on the countertops in the kitchen. So it's basically an extra room onto the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Screened in porch. there's going to be a porch on the house, but Jody decided it needs to be screened. Porch, and that's obviously going to cost more.
Yeah, part of it.
Yeah. Oh, just part of it. So that'll be the cheap version.
You know the other end, what I want.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah. You want the other end to just be a covered patio kind of thing, right?
With a fireplace.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's.
Yeah.
Okay. So the fireplace outside, that sort of thing.
Kitchenette area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So trying to think what else that. It was a big, she changed her mind on the door handles for inside the house because she wanted this new kind that obviously cost more than the first kind we had picked out. So last night I was coming downstairs and I said, you know what I would like in the new house? And she says, what? And I said, I think there should be a light switch when you step out of the master bedroom when you step out of the master bathroom and into the master bedroom, there should be a light switch on the wall right there to turn the lights on in the bedroom. And her response was, oh, why? Because it's just too far for you to walk across the room to turn the light on. So that's the only thing that I've said.
Uh-huh. Well, it would work in the house that we're in now, but how it's going to be set up from the bathroom to our bedroom, that's not going to work.
Hmm. Do you remember what happened when we were planning our wedding and I didn't get to choose anything and then I wanted to really put my foot down? And say, I'm picking this thing. This is what I want. Mm-hmm. Just one thing. This is it.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a disaster.
Yes.
It was,
it was
we got married in 1994.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, my style then was I liked clothing with cartoon characters on it, specifically Looney Tunes.
Oh my God.
Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, that sort of thing. And the one thing I wanted in our wedding was to pick out the vest that went with my tuxedo that had cartoon characters on it. And it didn't even have the cartoon characters that I liked. It only had Disney characters. So my vest in our wedding was Goofy, Minnie, Mickey, Donald.
Yep.
And it was horrible. I look back on it now and think the one thing that I had to put my foot down about was terrible and embarrassing. So I'm thinking if you don't start letting me pick more things throughout the house, then I'm going to have to put my foot down on one thing and it's going to be awful.
If you want that light switch, go for it.
I don't think that's worth my one thing.
Okay.
If I'm going to get one big thing. Mm-hmm. That I take a stand on.
All right. Well, come up with it then.
And then I have to really
Your big thing is the pool.
Yeah, but I really have to pay attention in these meetings now.
I know.
And I don't want to do that. It's not worth that. Mm-mm.
I mean, what were you doing last time? Building a stand out of the sample, was it sample?
Floor.
Yeah, you built a little stand floor. While we're discussing all these things, I look over and you've built a little stand for your Diet Coke to sit on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's so boring.
It's not boring.
And you act like you like it.
I do like it. I love it.
You like those meetings and going through all of that stuff
and
telling the builder what kind of deal we want here and there.
Good. Yeah.
Well, I want it to look good too, but
Well, you have to put your 2 cents in. This is where you talk about your little light switch you want.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not worth having to pay attention in that meeting.
Oh my goodness.
Those meetings, those long ass meetings.
I know. I will say it was hot in there. Ooh.
Yeah.
And we got to wear a mask.
Right. And 5 hours. So that meeting was 5 hours.
1 to 4:45.
Well, it felt like 10 hours.
You managed to get up and wander around.
I had to go to the bathroom.
And you had to go call my brother-in-law.
Well, you told me to.
I know, because I needed you to get out and get some air.
Well, I wasn't doing anything.
No, but I could tell by your cheeks. They look like Santa Claus roast cheeks. It was so hot. I knew you were dying. I was dying, so I know you were really dying.
They had the heat cranked in there.
Uh-huh.
And masks. Then finally when I said something like, can we please, I said something about, oh God, it's so hot in here. And the guy goes, well, you want us to turn the heat down? I said, oh, please. He said, it is hot in here. So he yells out that at the receptionist. He said, Farrah, will you turn the heat down a little bit in here? It's hot. And she goes, thank God, I am burning up. I've been burning up all day.
We were all dying.
Yeah, so
yeah.
I had to pave the way on that one.
You did.
But it's, it reminds me of work, though. I've worked in radio and been successful enough, I think, in certain aspects of it, where I don't have to sit in those long meetings anymore.
Okay, but this is temporary. It's just 2 meetings that are going to be long, and then that's it. You don't ever have to do it again. So just buck up and go.
Yeah. Well, it's not like we're having a meeting about building a beach house. I'd be all into that. Ugh. This is just a regular old house.
Yeah, okay. I'll remember that when we build a beach house, if you're not focusing in a meeting.
We're not building a beach house.
One day.
That's the only reason you say that, because we're not.
Well, no, we will when we get these children out of college.
And sell this one that we're building now and move to the beach.
Yep.
Beach. Let's go to the beach.
Yep. We got one almost out and one starting.
Yeah. So, and then there would be a dream to be able to just get away from all radio people to still be on the radio.
For you it would?
Yeah. Oh. But,
that's not real nice.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm trying to lead into getting you to to tell everybody what your thoughts of radio is. Everything from the show as far as how it works and what you think of, because, I mean, I've been in radio for the whole time we've been married. Mm-hmm. And some of the time the people aren't really what you would call of the highest quality individuals.
Yeah, and I don't know how far I can say things, so I don't know how to address this. Really,
well, okay, you're not a fan of average radio people,
not one bit.
In general,
nope.
Because I mean, we've been through some terrible times because of other radio people, and you know, they've caused trouble.
They're just shady.
Yeah, a lot. Not all of them, but
I've seen a few.
Mm-hmm. And
selfish. Don't even get me started.
I was going more along the lines of y'all are all crazy. You've all got some kind of
screw loose. Yeah, I haven't gotten to the actual personalities yet on the show.
All right, so you're talking about management. And all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no way I could deal with that on a daily basis.
Remember when we were in a position where the management of a radio station that was trying to either hire us or keep us happy mm-hmm. would suck up to you.
Mm-hmm. And I could see right through it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I let them think. I play the game. I know.
Because we were in a contract negotiation one time to re-sign with a company. And the general manager came up to Jody at this event and said, yeah, I mean, like, you like it here in Charlotte, don't you? You don't want to leave here. And Jody goes, I don't know. I like moving around, keeping things fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't bother me to move somewhere.
I knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't mind moving around. Let me add that. I really don't have any use for it.
But you don't have to go to many things anymore where you're around a bunch of radio people.
It's great.
Because, you know, for one thing, radio people and, you know, not just on air people, but it seems like more now the management comes and goes fast. It's a bigger turnaround, faster turnaround mm-hmm. on management people than there is on the air people.
Yeah. And there have been some I really like,
mm-hmm.
but like they're probably on one hand, but I just would rather not deal with them. And it's great that I haven't been able to do any of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are your thoughts on specific radio people?
What do you mean, like the...
Like Ace. What are your thoughts on Ace?
So, on Ace, I don't know. I mean, he's been around for so long that I don't...
No.
He's calmed down a lot. I think the older we get, that's toned down a little bit, as far as I can see. I'm not around him a whole lot to know, but he's always so nice to me. So
yeah, I mean, it's family.
He is, and he's always so nice to me and pleasant with me. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen the other side of him,
right? And you talk about that because you worry about him, not, you know, when he had the temper and things like that. It's like something you don't want somebody to go through where they're always, you know, where they have to get, you know, so mad and things like that. I mean, it's things we laugh about on the radio.
Yeah. But he's mellowed. He's really mellowed.
Yeah. Alexis.
Oh, I love her. She's peace, love, and happiness. I love her. She's positive. She's she always tries to find the good in things. I am concerned that she's new and that she's this way, and then being around kind of some of the grouchos in that room might bring her down. But as of right now, she's great. Y'all need a little sunshine in there.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I'm always pleasant.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
At work, I am. Because, I mean, it's a performance. You got to be.
Right.
You know. The show must go on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You know, I just think it takes a different breed to be on the radio. I do. I just, You're just different people.
Well, and, you know, but you can't argue with how much we think of each other and how close we are. And
no, that's true. You are. And no matter your differences or, you know, tempers or weirdness or whatever, you truly all care about each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even I care about them.
You do.
And I don't care about anybody.
No, you absolutely do care about them.
More than I do most things.
Yeah.
You true. Know, like you.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
I mean, not where I would want to hang out with them or anything.
You don't want to hang out with them outside of work.
But who do I want to hang out with?
No one.
Mm-hmm. But we're going to this thing Friday night. We're going to dinner at another couple's house. And, mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to that.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a really good cook.
Mm-hmm. And they're just sweet people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we don't have to stay late, though, do we?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. What is your favorite reality show right now?
Oh, goodness.
Wait, hold on. So what was that one we were watching the other night? The little...
Oh, God. The Seven Little Johnstons.
Little Johnstons. That was pretty good.
Yeah, they're kind of funny. Probably right now. See, I like all the Housewives, but right now, the one that just started back, that's my favorite, is the New Jersey.
Now, why is it the best? Because they're the most dysfunctional and...
I don't know. I just like the way they talk. I like the way they're so direct with each other. They're just kind of, I don't know, they're kind of mean. I like it, though. You know what? No, Summer House is on Bravo, where they, all those, I say young, they're probably late 30s. They all are professionals in the city, but they go out to the Hamptons in the summer. And before, they had been able to, like, go to this house and then go back to work, and then they come back. Well, now since the Corona, they are trapped in this house together for 6 weeks, and like they have to do their jobs from there. They all have to stay there together, and it is crazy dysfunction. I love it.
And are they all like making the sex with each other and everything?
Several of them.
Is it just like a big orgy going on the whole time?
Several of them are.
It's just trash.
It's just drama, and I love it.
Are they good looking people?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at least if they're going to be in there making orgies and everything, they're attractive.
Yeah, they are. They are attractive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I love that right now. It just started too. I'm so excited.
Are you still watching those kid shows, though? Like those MTV shows? Like the Teen Mom and all that you're way too old to be watching?
They're old now. So like...
It's still on MTV.
I only watch Teen Mom... the original ones, and then Teen Mom 2. That's it.
Teen Mom OG.
Teen Mom OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just cringe when I look on the DVR and you've been recording MTV shows.
I've watched them for so many years. I got to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To get all those acne medicine commercials and everything
they're
on MTV.
They're like 26 and 27 now. They're not doing acne.
Oh, MTV, though, is...
They do not do commercials about acne.
Yes, they do, because I don't even know if kids even watch MTV anymore. None of the kids watch TV.
I don't watch commercials, so I record it, so I just go right through it.
Now, if I had a show on MTV that I watched and recorded and all, you'd give me all kinds of crap about it, making fun of me because I'm watching MTV.
No, I wouldn't. I would not. Listen... At least that is like, you know, relaxing. I come in yesterday. It's a beautiful sunny day. I went on a walk, came back. I walk in. I come in to grab some water to go sit back out on the porch because it's so pretty. And you are watching one of those Law and Orders, and it's a girl screaming for dear life on the recording, and they're telling her to listen to it. I don't know what was going on. It sounded like she was being attacked.
It was. These guys raped her and videoed it, and so they were playing the tape in court.
Yeah, I know.
So the jury could see, and they were sending those bad guys to jail.
I don't care. That is That is not, you have a beautiful sunny day. It's gorgeous out. I walk in, I hear that. That is like depressing and miserable. I don't know how you watch that all the time. I really don't.
Well, I walked with you.
What?
I went on that walk with you.
Oh, yeah. You bless it.
Yeah, I can't keep up with Jody.
No, I went slow. Did I not go slow?
Yeah, I know, but.
And you were, we were barely out, and you started.
Well, we were walking on.
This hurts my shins.
Yeah, I get shin splints.
I should have brought my ankle bracelet. I said, oh, my goodness, we're dropping you off the next round.
Yeah, because I'm not used to walking on concrete on the hard sidewalk. And I do. I get shin splints, and I still have a nagging ankle injury from where I went off the slide on the pontoon.
Oh, yeah.
At the beach.
Yeah. Well, you did
try. It was rough, yeah. So then I had to come in and take a nap.
Oh, and you said, let's see, you said, I have shin splints. I should have brought my ankle brace. And I don't do heels.
Yeah.
I said, oh, God. Right. I said, all right, we're dropping you off at the next lap. See ya.
Yeah, I'm a mess.
Gosh.
I'm a mess. Because when I do cardio stuff, I have to make sure it's on a softer surface. And I can't go up hills because I have a bad back. And
oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm down in my old back.
So much. But before we left, I said, I will go slowly. And if I'm going too fast, tell me. Sometimes I start walking and not realizing it. And it's okay. Tell me. I was just mm-hmm. doing it because it was so pretty out.
Yeah. And women can walk faster than men mm-hmm. most of the time because they are allowed to priss. It is. I mean, if you're walking fast and women start going fast and they're shaking their hips side to side and their hands are all out to the side and they're just, you know, being prissy, mm-hmm. walking, twisting, and that whole thing to get going fast, men can't do that.
No. Well, they can.
They can run, you know, a light jog to keep up with a woman who's walking fast.
Well, anyway.
You could be in one of those Olympic events, those power walking things. You could be in that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I walk fast.
Even the kids complain about it.
I know.
Like when they were toddlers, you'd leave them in the middle of Disney World. Just run off and leave them.
I would not leave them.
That's what they said. No. Yeah, I would go on spring break when I wasn't around.
Yeah. I can walk a mile in 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I just wish you could walk a mile in my shoes.
Mm.
Then you would know what my life is about.
Mm-hmm. Shin splints.
Ankle, shin splints, back. Ankle, I'm down in my old back.
Yeah. You sound like you're 80.
Yeah. And it's, you need to go ahead and just tell the ladies, don't worry, I'm taken.
Mm-hmm. It's all mine, ladies.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Oh, so we have a lunch date, don't we? Or did you forget?
Oh, no.
You're the one that asked me.
I know. I remember. Yes, we do.
Because we, you know, meet at the podcast studio mm-hmm. here. And, of course, you know, this whole thing had to be done for Jody's convenience. So she wouldn't have to drive to the regular radio studio every time we do this, which actually would be a pain because it's like 45 minutes away and in the big city and everything. So it's easier for me too. I like getting out of that radio station. I've been in there all day. I'm ready to leave. But anyway, we're supposed to go to lunch because she asked, you want to just go to lunch after we record our podcast? And I said, sure, I would love that. Because I do. I love lunch and breakfast. Mm-hmm. I love going out for those things.
Did you go to breakfast by yourself yesterday at sunset?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sunset Grill is the name of the place. Because I called you to ask if you wanted to meet me. It was more of a brunch because it was at 10:30 or so.
Yeah.
Because I was on my way home from work and I knew that the house was going to be occupied by your full-time maid.
Yeah.
Your cleaning lady. Mm-hmm. And so I needed to kill time. I called Jody and was going to get her to meet me, and she answered the phone in hushed tones. And I realized that it was Tuesday, and she was in their Bible study meeting. Mm-hmm. Where they're all in there gossiping.
We were not gossiping.
Hmm. So then I had to do something. So I was hungry, and I stopped and got brunch by myself.
Okay.
How long did it take you to find it on the credit card?
Today. I found it this morning.
Mm-hmm. What's and you wrong
know
with what? That?
It's a good thing I look, because you know, we last weekend we went to the mountains, and we stopped at that restaurant on the way.
Yeah.
And there was an extra charge that we did not, like a $75 extra charge
at that restaurant.
Yes.
What was it for? What
I don't were they know. Saying? And I'm watching it because it's pending.
Yeah.
But I keep watching it because if it goes through, then I'm going to have to lay the hammer down on that. Can you believe that?
You think that's a deposit that you put down on the reservation?
No.
Because that was a fancy place.
No.
It was a fancy schmancy place in Asheville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And it was just for lunch. But the lunch, the other charge went through. But this one's an extra one.
Hmm.
Different price, different total. So that's why I keep my eye on things.
Yeah, you're going to have to call up there and
I have to keep my eye on things because of the kids. Like, I got to make sure they're not, you know, that card's for certain things.
Yeah.
Sometimes
like video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Mm. All right. So, are we going to lunch or not?
Yes.
Okay, well, we don't have to if you've already made different plans.
I haven't made any plans. I'm good.
Because I'm so craving that grilled chicken Caesar that they have up there where we went last week.
Yeah, I'm surprised you like that. You used to make fun of that.
What, that place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, because it was awful. But I found something
and
I
now
like.
You're craving it.
Just that one thing. I don't think there's anything else on the menu that I would eat. No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And I'm going to get drunk.
Ew.
I'm getting lunch drunk.
That's nice.
Mm. All right. Thank you for listening to the third edition of TJ and Jody's house. You know, I was thinking we need to start talking like we're actually at our house. Like if we have a guest in here, we say, hey, coming into the house today is, you know, Tom Hanks.
That's kind of cheesy.
Hi, welcome to the house. Sit down.
Have a seat on our couch.
Here's what's going on at the house today.
That's weird.
That's what we would say if somebody called us and we were at home. What's going on around there? Just a bunch of chaos in this house. That's what we'd say.
No, we're not doing that.
All right, well, just give it some thought.
Okay.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.